感谢主，按照我们这个读马可福音的顺序啊，今天是马可福音的第二十四讲。
And now is the 24th sermon for the Gospel of Mark.
再过两个星期就是今年的受难日和复活节了。
In about 2 weeks is our Easter, Good Friday.
我们当时开始讲马可福音按顺序讲的时候，我没有这个计划哈，但是正好赶到这个季节，我们也读到了哈圣经所记载的最后一周。耶稣基督所做所说的话。
I didn't plan for this, but coincidentally, we are coming to Easter and also this passage about Jesus' suffering.
这是一个很特别的季节，也让我们这个时间，让我们的心思意念真的是集中在耶稣基督的受难和他的复活上。
And it's a very special time so that we can focus our thoughts on Jesus' suffering and resurrection.
那刚才这段经文把这一个女人所做的事情，在为耶稣基督安葬的事情之前特别做的这件事情呈现在我们的面前。
And here it tells us this thing that the woman did in preparation for Jesus' burial.
那我们是按顺序下来的哈，我们就能够更加的体会马可在呈现这一段的记载的时候他的良苦用心。
And it's really being told chronologically, and we can understand how Mark is trying to, in his own thoughts, how to present these events.
几个星期前，我们在读第十二章的时候，有出现过一个没有记名字的女人。
In chapter 12 with Mark, we read about a woman who's nameless.
就是那个耶稣在那里看人奉献的时候，那个穷寡妇的奉献的时候被耶稣所看见。
Jesus saw this poor widow offering in the temple.
那没有记他的名字，但是把他的那个两个小钱，就是一个大钱的奉献，清楚的记载在那里。
Didn't talk about her name, but it recorded clearly about her offering two small copper coins.
特别提到耶稣基督在门徒的面前来称赞他的奉献，别人的奉献都是有余的来奉献，他却是把所有的他自己不足，却把养生的都投进来了。
Everybody else offer what is in excess of what they needed, but here she offered all she had for to support herself.
而且把那个女人的事情记完以后，整个耶稣基督公开的讲论就结束了。
And then after that, then Jesus' public ministry completed.
现在到了第十四章，又出现了一个没有记名字的女人。
And here in chapter 14, another nameless woman.
也是跟她的奉献哈，这一次是有关系的。
And also related to her offering.
其实这个女人的名字我们大家都知道。
Actually, we know this woman's name.
因为对照其他的福音书，我们就知道这个女人就是伯大尼的玛利亚。
And we know that this woman from the other gospels that this Mary, a Mary.
而且伯大尼的玛利亚在教会里面，在门徒当中，大家都知道她做的事情。
And we all knew what Mary of Bethany did.
所以马可在这里故意说是一个女人，却不提她的名字呢，是有意的。
And here, Mark was intentionally omitting the name of this woman.
让我们不再关注这个女人的名字，她的背景，以前做了什么事情，而是更集中我们的精力，关注在她今天所做的事情上。
So that we would not focus on her background and what she did in the past, but instead focus on this thing that she is doing here.
再看这个时间哈，第一节、第二节说过两天是逾越节。
And here when we talk about the timing, in 2 days will be the Passover.
过两天是逾越节是星期五，过两天是逾越节，这应该是星期三。
Passover is on Friday, so in 2 days, meaning that today was Wednesday.
这个是按照十三章、十二章那个顺序下来，十三章结尾的时候，就是把星期二耶稣所讲的话都讲完了，所以这里讲到星期三的事情了。
So in chapter 13, it finished the things that happened on Tuesday. So here it came to Wednesday on chapter 14.
但是这女人高主的这件事情却不是发生在星期三。
But actually, this thing that the women did didn't happen on Wednesday.
我们对照约翰福音，我们知道是同样一件事情。约翰福音很清楚地讲到那个时间是在棕榈主日，就是耶稣基督进圣城的那个最后那个主日的之前的一天，星期六。
So actually, if you look at the Gospel of John, you would know that it was happening on Palms, right before Palm Sunday. It was actually on Saturday that this happened.
所以大家知道哈，这是马可故意 把这个时间稍微调整一下哈，把前面星期六所发生的事情拿到这里，摆在这里给我们讲是有目的的。
So we know that Mark was intentionally putting this thing that happened on Saturday right here.
为什么马可这样安排？
Why did he arrange it like that?
你看第一节、第二节发生什么？
Look at what happened in verse 1 and 2.
这个时候再过两天就是逾越节了，那些祭司长和文士在做什么呢？在想方设法要找机会抓耶稣。
And what are the priests and the chief the teachers of the law were doing? They were scheming to arrest Jesus.
而且不仅要抓他，而且要杀他。
Not only to arrest him, but to kill him.
而且那个时间他们都定好了，说这个当节的时候不可哈，恐怕人多的时候百姓会生乱。
And they also decided on the timing. It's not going to be during the feast because people may riot.
这是这些反对耶稣的文士、祭司长他们自己的筹划。
And that's the scheme of those who oppose Jesus.
但是大家知道，耶稣被抓被杀的时候，正是当节的时候。
Yet we knew that he was killed, he was arrested and killed during the feast.
就是在耶路撒冷人最多的时候。
It's also during a time when there are most people in Jerusalem.
虽然这些要谋害耶稣的人有这种的筹划，但最后发生的那个事情，一天不早，一天不晚，就是按照上帝所设定的那个时间，在逾越节的羔羊应该被献祭的时候。被抓被杀被钉十字架。
And even though people were scheming on the timing, but yet everything fulfilled according to God's timing that Jesus was killed during the festivals when there were most people around.
所以这是前面两节交代的这个背景，我们再看这一段的最后两节交代什么背景呢？就是犹大，十二个门徒当中的一个，见祭司长要把耶稣交给他们，他们应许给他银子，他就寻思如何便得便把耶稣交给他们。
And then the first two verses talk about some background. The last two verses also talk about another kind of background. But particularly Judas went to the chief priest to betray Jesus to them.
所以这个结构就很清楚地呈现，前面是祭司长他们要杀耶稣，后面是犹大要配合他们，要把耶稣交给他们的手中，中间就是特地把星期六发生的事情放在这里。
And so in the beginning, talk about how the chief priests and the teachers of the law trying to kill Jesus. In the end, talking about this Judas trying to betray Jesus. In the middle, it talks about this event that's pulled in from Saturday.
我们到现在读马可福音哈，大家应该很熟悉这个结构了。
Now we should be very familiar with the structure from the Gospel of Mark.
这是在马可福音当中第五次出现这种的结构。
And it's the fifth time that this kind of structure appeared.
那这种结构的编排就是让我们注意中间所发生的事情。
That structure is trying to help us focus on the thing that happened in the middle.
让我们一看到这种结构，我们就知道马可讲这一段故事，他要突出的重点信息在哪里。
So that you would know what's the emphasis that Mark is trying to bring out.
开始是祭司长和文士想杀耶稣。
First about the chief priests and the chief of law trying to kill Jesus.
结尾交代说犹大配合他们的计划要出卖耶稣。
And then lastly about Judas trying to betray Jesus.
中间就告诉我们说这女人所做的事情。
In the middle, talk about the woman, what she did.
而且耶稣特地告诉门徒说，这女人所做的事情，无论这个福音传到什么地方，都要讲论，都要提说，都要以为纪念。
And so, and Jesus in particular talked about that wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her.
所以这就很清楚了哈，马可有意的把这个结构放在这里，把这件事情放在这里，就是要让我们注意这个女人，这个没有名字记载在这里的女人，她做这件事情对我们每一个做门徒的有什么样的提醒。
So here, Mark is trying to emphasize what kind of reminders this woman is trying to bring to us, every single one of us believing in Jesus.
她所做的事情不仅是我们在传福音的时候要提说的事情。
Not only are we going to bring out when we preach the gospel,
更是我们要去服侍主、跟随主的门徒当去做的事情。
It's also the things that we who are followers of Jesus should do.
所以我们就来看一看啊。这个女人到底做了什么？
So let's look at what this woman did.
她为什么会去做这件事情？
Why would she do such a thing?
为什么这么多的人在耶稣的周围，甚至有耶稣重点栽培的那些门徒，这些人都没有做出来，唯独这个女人做出来了呢？
Why all these people, including the disciples, didn't do such a thing, but yet this woman did it?
那在这个女人身上， 他所做的这件事情，相比之下，门徒他们没有做出来的事情，让我们看到今天我们当避免什么，当效法什么。
So that we can learn about today what we need to avoid and what we need to imitate.
所以你看这个荆棘当中的百合花哈，这个百合花其实在那个地方是很普通的花，在以色列那个地方。
This is lilies among the thorns, and lilies actually is a very common flower in that area.
一到这个春天来的时候，满山遍谷的长满这种的百合花。
During spring, you will see lilies everywhere among the valleys and mountains.
但这种好像很不起眼、很普通，大家都见过的花，但是如果它长在一个不同的地方，是在荆棘当中，这朵花的美丽就被突出出来了。
And now, this is actually even though it's a common flower, but when it appears among thorns, then its characteristics will be brought out.
所以我们常常用荆棘中的百合花来形容我们主耶稣基督那个荣美的生命。
So you oftentimes will use the lily among the thorns as a way to tell of Jesus' glorious life.
在一片肃杀、一片黑暗、一片罪恶的当中，更凸显出主耶稣基督的那个完美恩慈救赎的生命。
You can see the perfection in his life among all the darkness and sins.
这一段我们读了这个女人的事情，也让我们会想到这种荆棘中的百合花的这样的美丽。
And when we read about the story about the woman, we can also see the beauty of the lilies among the thorns.
在比较之下，如何那些人想要杀耶稣，有人要出卖耶稣，那些门徒糊里糊涂的不明白耶稣，但其中有一个人，他不仅明白了，而且抓住时机了，采取了行动，做了一件被世世代代所传扬的一件的美好的事情。
Among all the people who is going to kill him, arrest him, betray him, and even don't understand him,This woman understood and become a thing that we all need to learn from.
我们首先看她做了什么，她就是把这个女人拿着一个玉瓶至贵的真纳达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
This woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard, and she broke the jar and poured perfume on his head.
我们第一个注意到的就是她打碎了玉瓶。
First, we notice that she broke the alabaster jar.
如果说这个真纳达香膏啊，这些很多的香膏来浇哈，这件事情还不足以让人产生那么大的震撼。但是当这个打碎一瓶，好像我们哗啦听到那个声音出来的时候，却给人一种心灵上直接的一种的震撼。
So if she just poured out the perfume, it probably didn't shock them. But when she broke it and heard that cracking sound, everybody was stunned.
而且当时在场的人也为这种哗啦的这种打碎的声音也被震撼到了。
And all the people around was just shocked by that crack.
这好像是一个没有必要的动作。
It's like seeming unnecessary act.
而且在三本福音书里面记载同样一件事情，只有马可记载了这个细节。
And only in among the gospel that recorded this, only Mark recorded this particular detail.
这个打碎一瓶一出来，很多人就很自然的去问，为什么非要打碎它
？And some people may ask, why do you have to break the jar?
那个香膏已经很珍贵，这个玉瓶也用玉做的哈，也是很珍贵的。
And the perfume was very expensive, and this jar, alabaster jar, is also very expensive.
你不打碎也可以把它倒出来。
You don't have to break it to pour it out.
为什么非要打碎
？Why do you have to break it?
而且为什么马可在这里特别要把这个细节讲出来
？Why did Mark bring out this detail？
你就知道这一段里面让我们去思考的哈，这个女人所献的这个礼物的第一个特点就在这里。
And we see the first characteristic of this gift here。
用耶稣的话讲说，她做了她所能做的。
In Jesus' words, she did what she could。
这件事情在人看起来好像是不必要的。
Some people may say that it's unnecessary。
但是当这个女人献礼物的时候，表达她的毫无保留，不仅是香膏摆上，连这个装香膏的玉瓶也同样的摆上了。
And we can see that what the woman did was without reservation. Not only did she offer the perfume, she offered the jar.
香膏一点不留的倒出来，最后一滴都倒出来，连这个玉瓶也一起的奉献，不再保存了。
Every drop of the perfume was poured out, and even the jar was broken.
在人看起来，这是浪费。
In people's eyes, as a waste.
这是枉费。
It's just unnecessary.
但是在耶稣的口中说，这件事情是美事。
But yet, in Jesus' eyes, it's a beautiful thing.
所以这是让我们学习的哈。当我们有机会去奉献给主的时候，
So something we need to learn when we offer to Jesus.
我们要想说，什么是能够做的？我们是尽我们所能的奉献。
What is some offering that we can do that just offer all we can?
今天神依然存留我们在地上。
God has kept us here on earth.
就说明我们还是有能去做的事情哦。
That means we still have an ability to do something.
上帝没有要求我们奉献多少，而是邀请我们尽我们所能的奉献出来。
Jesus didn't ask us to offer what a certain amount, but is offering all we can.
一天我们有24个小时哦。
We have 24 hours a day.
我们每个人同样有机会能够尽我们所能的坐在主的身上。
We have all the opportunity to do what we can on Jesus.
这是主所欣赏所看重那个被称为美事的事情。
That is what Jesus appreciates and calls a beautiful thing.
第二个我们注意到哈，这叫真纳达香膏。
And second is a perfume made of pure nard.
不是假的。
It's not fake nard.
不是坐在表面上的。
It's not superficial.
不是只是给人看的。
It's not just to do something for us.
而是真心实意的发自内心摆上的。
Earnestly give to Jesus.
第三个词我们注意到说，这是至贵的。
And here we also see it's expensive.
这是值钱的。
Something worth a lot of money.
值多少钱？
How much?
后面有提到哈，那门徒在嘀咕的说，这可以卖30两银子哦。
And the disciple said it's worth a year's of wages.
30两银子不是30块钱呢，不是30块的银币。
Thirty shekels, not $30.
这个英文直接就翻译成哈，值一年的这个工资。
In English, it directly translates into a year's worth wages.
犹大后来卖耶稣的时候是30块钱，30块银币。
And when Judas betrayed Jesus, he got 30 silver coins.
但这里讲的是32银子，相当于一个工人一年的工资。
And here talk about 30 shekels, it's worth like a year's wages.
你对比一下就知道哈，这个前面在第六章的时候有提到，要喂饱5000人的时候，门徒说，我们岂能拿20两银子去买饼给人吃吗？
And there, when we talk about feeding 5,000 people, it takes about 20 some shekels of silver.
也就是说，用20两银子买的饼就足够5000人男人啊，甚至上万的人的啊吃一顿饭的了。
And so that passage talk about 20 some shekels silver can buy meal for about 5,000 people.
所以相比之下，大家就有一点的这种概念哈，这30两银子到底多少钱
？So then you can kind of compare and get an idea of how much money is involved.
所以这是这个女人坐在耶稣基督身上被称为美事的这几个特点。
And so these are the characteristics of this beautiful thing that the woman did on Jesus.
第一个是尽她所能。
First, she did what she could.
毫无保留。
Without reservation.
完全献上。
Completely offering.
第二个是一个纯洁的，是一个发自真心内心的一种的奉献。
Second is a pure offering from her heart.
第三个，这是至珍贵的，至宝，是值钱的这样的奉献。
Third is very precious and is something very expensive.
那当然，最后是得到主耶稣基督亲自称赞的一个奉献。
And finally, it's also an offering praised by Jesus.
前两天我在参加这个24小时的这个代祷网络的时候，在祷告当中，我听到一个见证。
A few days ago, I was attending this 24/7 prayer meeting, and then hear about this particular testimony.
大家都知道，在中国大陆的成都有一个很有名的家庭教会。叫秋雨之福教会。
We know that there is a very famous house church called the Blessing of the Autumn Rain.
那他们被抓起来的传道人王一牧师，我们都听过他的名字。
We've heard about their minister, Pastor Wang Yi, who was arrested.
那他因为传扬真道，而且很针对时弊的这种的传扬呢，被政府冠他以莫须有的罪名，判了他9年徒刑。
Because he preached the truth, he was arrested by the government and sentenced to 9 years in jail.
但是前两天我听到的见证不是关于他的见证，而是关于他们教会当中弟兄姐妹传道人的见证。
But yet the testimony I heard was not about him, was about another minister in that church.
那牧师被 抓起来了，他们教会就被打散，变成了小组的聚会。
Because the pastor was arrested, so the church was separated into small groups.
所以政府对这个教会的打压一直没有停止，但是这个教会呢，依然坚持在那里啊，聚会见证。
The persecution from the government didn't stop, but the church continued to minister to his congregation.
那当时抓王一牧师的时候，不光抓了他一个人，也把教会里面的其他的传道人和弟兄姐妹也都抓起来。
So when Pastor Wang Yi was arrested, it was not just him, but also other ministers and brothers and sisters in that church too.
其中有一个比较年轻的传道人呢，就被抓进去关了一段时间。
And there is a young minister in that church also arrested and shut in prison.
后来他被释放出来。
Later on, he was released.
他就回到他自己的老家在山东，在那里继续的服侍当地的教会。
And he returned to his hometown in Shandong, and then there he continued to serve.
那因为在成都的秋雨之福教会呢，继续受到打压，实际上他们当中很需要这样的传道人呢，在他们当中继续的服侍。
But yet the church in Chengdu was still being persecuted, and they still need a lot of help from ministers to serve that church.
所以这个回到山东的传道人，他就有一点。不知道怎样去选择了，是继续留在山东，依然在那里服侍呢，还是回到成都去服侍
？So this minister who returned to Shandong didn't really know whether he should continue staying in Shandong or return to Chengdu to serve.
所以他就打电话给秋雨之福的教会的一个长老。
So he called this elder from this Church of the Autumn Rain.
那这个长老听了他的这种的想法和他的。要做的决定的时候，就问了他一个问题。
So when the elder heard him, and he asked him a question.
他就问他说：“对于你现在来讲，你是在山东服侍主比较容易呢，还是回到成都服侍主比较容易呢
？”He asked, "For you, is it easier to serve in Shandong, or is it easier to serve in Chengdu?"
那这个年轻的传道人说：“当然是我在山东服侍比较容易了。”
And this young minister said, "Of course, it's easier to serve in Shandong."
然后这个长老就给他一个建议。
So then this elder gave him a recommendation.
如果你是这位长老，你会怎么给他建议
？If you were the elder, what recommendation would you give him?
当时我听到的时候，让我有一点的 shock.
When I first heard it, I was shocked.
那这个长老就说：“那你就回到成都来服侍吧。
”And the elder said, "Then you should return to Chengdu."
来选择那个最难的地方来服侍主吧。
Just pick the most difficult place to serve the Lord.
结果这个年轻的传道人就放弃了在山东好像很平和平的环境当中服侍主的，没有那么多压力的那种情况，回到了成都，在那里选择在受逼迫、随时啊不知道下一步去哪里的那一个环境去服侍主。
So this young minister abandoned this environment in Shandong, which is relatively peaceful, and returned to Chengdu, where it seems to be a lot of persecution and pressure.
当我们想到这个女人在神的面前所奉献的时候，就让我想起这一位我也不知道名字的年轻的传道人他所做的抉择。
And when we read about this woman, in this particular passage, it reminded me of this young minister.
尽他所能
to serve all he could.
发自内心
，from the heart，
把他最好的、完全的奉献给主，就是为了讨上帝的喜悦。
So to please him。
那显然，这个碎打破的这个玉瓶造成的反应是这里所记载的。
Here recorded about the responses after the broken of the jar。
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖。”三十多两银子周济穷人，他们就向那女人生气。
Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than years' wages, and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly.
有几个人呢
？A few people.
不是一个人，只是犹大在那里讲话哟。
Not just Judas.
是有几个人心中有人是讲出来，有人是没讲出来。
Few people, some of us say it out loud, some will keep it in the heart.
心里想的跟犹大讲出来的是一样的话。
So what they thought and what they said out is the same.
但是无论讲出来的还是没有讲出来的，主耶稣基督都听见了。
But whatever they say it out loud or not, Jesus heard.
他们心中怎么很不喜悦？
They were indignant.
他们有很多的原因不喜悦这个女人所做的。
Many reasons they were indignant.
这里直接讲出的原因说，啊，不可以周济穷人吗？
Can't she just give to the poor?
啊，膏耶稣你也不用把它全倒出来。
You don't have to pour it all out.
你倒出这个香膏，你也不用非得把这个玉瓶打碎。
You pour it out, you don't have to break the jar.
你又不是这家的主人，你是在这家的客人，你为什么要做这件好像应该是主人做的事情？
You're not the master of this house. Why are you doing this thing that should be done by the master of the house?
大家都在吃饭呢。
We're all eating.
这个洗脚、洗头、洁净，这个都是进门的时候才做的事情，这个时候不是时候吗？
And we wash the hair or wash the feet. It's all when you enter. It's not the right time for this.
如果挑这女人的毛病，可以挑出很多的毛病，这是为什么？这里讲说，他们不仅很不喜悦，而且他向这个女人怎么样？生气。
And here it talked about they were not just indignant, they were rebuking her harshly.
这么多的钱就倒出来就没有了，闻到这个香味，也就是一会儿闻到过后就没有了。为什么把这个可以帮助这么多穷人，可以喂饱五千人甚至上万人的钱？用做这件事情呢
？All this perfume poured out, you can smell it and it felt good for a while, but it's all gone. Then why can't you just use this money to help the poor?
帮助穷人可以马上看出果效来，马上见这个结果出来。那你这个膏，这个耶稣身上到底起到什么作用？好像看不出来。
If you help the poor, you can immediately see the results and the effects of it. But if you just pour out perfume, what is it that you've done?
耶稣没有拦阻这个女人，我们不要搞错哈。耶稣好像不关心穷人，不是这样了。
So it's not Jesus didn't stop this woman. It's not like Jesus didn't care about the poor.
还记得他劝那个年轻的富有的官，他说你要变卖你所有的，然后怎么样分给穷人，对不对
？And remember what Jesus said to this young official that you have to sell all you have to help the poor.
他很关注那些贫穷的人。
He cared about the poor.
他花最多的时间是向贫穷的人传福音。
He spent most of his time talking to the poor.
而且圣经也记载啊，他们那个犹大管的那个钱囊里的钱，常常拿出来怎么样周济穷人的。
And also we knew that the money from the money bag that Judas kept track of is used a lot to help the poor.
所以在这里，耶稣没有阻止他们，没有认同这些人所讲的话所动的念头，不是因为耶稣不爱穷苦的人。
So we knew that here that Jesus didn't identify with those people who rebuked the woman. It's not because Jesus didn't care about the poor.
而是耶稣讲说，这女人所做的事情是为了什么
？And you know why Jesus asked why was the woman doing this?
是为了她的安葬所做的。
It's to prepare for his burial.
这件事情不是常常有的。
This is not something that happened all the time.
历史上只有一次。
Only one time in history.
而且在历史上，只有这一个女人抓住了这个机会。
And in history, only the women pick and grasp this opportunity.
其他的人也有一群的女人，从加利利一直跟着耶稣，跟到这个地方，跟到十字架的地方，他们也非常的爱耶稣。
And also, there's a group of women who follow Jesus from Galilee all the way to the cross, and they also love Jesus.
甚至跟耶稣跟到耶稣安葬的坟墓，还在那里看。
And even then, they follow him all the way to his tomb.And they were still watching.
然后到了复活节那一天，就是一个星期的第一日的时候，这些女人早早的起来，就去要怎么样为耶稣的安葬去重新的去安放他的身体。
And then they were also planning on the Easter Sunday to rebury Jesus' body.
但是在耶稣基督上十字架之前，能够有人为他安葬来膏抹他的身体的，只有这一个女人。
But only this woman grasped opportunity to prepare for Jesus' burial before his death.
所以我们就问了，为什么这个女人这么突出，别人都没有做到的事情，她这个时候能抓住这个机会做到呢？
And we asked, why is this woman so special that could grasp this opportunity that did something that others could not do?
第一个我们发觉哈，她是明白其他人不明白的道理，这是第一个。
First, she understood truth that others didn't.
所以我们知道这个知道她是玛利亚的时候，我们就知道一点的背景哈。因为玛利亚第一次出场，她就是怎么样，坐在耶稣的脚前，在那听，别人都在忙，但是她却专心的在那里听耶稣所讲的话。
We knew that she is Mary, and so we knew some additional background that when she first met Jesus, Other people were busy doing other things, but she was sitting at Jesus' feet listening.
而且她不光是坐在那里很安静的听，她真的是用心去领受，去相信，用信心去回应耶稣所讲的话。
And not just listening, she responded in faith.
耶稣说，她是为我安葬所做的事情。
Jesus said she did it for my burial.
也就是说她这个女人当她做这件事情的时候她是相信耶稣所讲的她要到耶路撒冷在耶路撒冷被抓被害然后要上十字架。
And so that means that she understood what Jesus said when he said he will come to Jerusalem to be arrested and to die on the cross.
所以她能够在这个时候不顾别人的眼光不顾别人的看见她一定要做这件事情因为她相信耶稣再过两天的时间他就要上十字架了，就再也没有机会了。
She didn't care what other people think because she knew that Jesus is going to go on the cross in 2 days.
大家有没有注意到，当耶稣上十字架的时候，有一群的妇女跟着耶稣。
You realize that there was a group of women following when Jesus was being lifted on the cross.
但是其中没有伯大拿的玛利亚。
But yet there wasn't Mary around.
那些妇女提到名字的是都是从加利利来一直跟着耶稣的妇女。
All those other women were from Galilee.
伯大拿的玛利亚这么爱耶稣而且伯大拿离这个耶稣钉十字架的地方很近哦。为什么他没有出现在十字架底下
?And this Mary from Bethany was actually very close. Why is it that she didn't appear in that scene?
这个很重要哈就说明这个伯大拿的玛利亚仔细听了耶稣所讲的话他不仅相信耶稣会受难他也相信耶稣会怎么样复活感谢主。
And that meant that this woman from Bethany, not only did she believe that Jesus is going to die, she also believed that Jesus is going to be resurrected.
因为这是每次耶稣讲在马可福音记了三次一会儿我们会看啊他每次讲他要受难的时候后面都要预告他会复活的。
Because Jesus has said it 3 times in the Gospel of Mark, that not every time he will die, but also he will resurrect.
所以当耶稣要上十字架的时候他就抓紧机会赶快为他受难受死做这个安葬膏抹的预备。
So that when Jesus was about to be dying on the cross, that this woman took the opportunity to prepare for his burial.
当耶稣真的上了十字架被钉死的时候他也没有惊慌他就安静地等在伯大尼等待着耶稣基督从死里复活。
And when Jesus was nailed on the cross, she wasn't afraid because she was waiting patiently for Jesus' resurrection.
她听而且明白了那些门徒反反复复的听却不明白不能接受的道理。
She listened and she understood. The disciples, they listened multiple times, but they still didn't understand.
你看第一次是在第八章31节32节从此耶稣他教训他们说人子必须受许多的苦被长老祭司长和文士弃绝并且被杀过三天复活耶稣明明地说这话彼得就拉着他劝他
The first time it was talked about he then began to teach them that the son of man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders the chief priests and the teachers of the law and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again he spoke plainly about this and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him
我们当时讲的时候也跟大家讲说这个劝不是劝翻译的太就客气了实际上是在责备耶稣指责耶稣的意思。
And here in Chinese is a little bit too mild because it's all about trying to advise him, but actually it's really about rebuking him.
他们不仅不能够理解耶稣所讲的事要做的事他们还觉得说耶稣做讲的没有道理他们想的有道理。
And not only did they not understand, they also thought that Jesus was unreasonable, what they think is actually the reasonable thing.
他们不仅不顺着耶稣所讲的思路去思想去预备而且还指责耶稣做的不对。
They didn't follow Jesus' thought pattern, they actually rebuked Jesus.
第二次他们不敢这个责备耶稣了因为彼得责备耶稣的时候被耶稣严厉的这个责备了他一次。
And the second time they didn't dare rebuking him because they saw what happened to Peter.
第二次是在第九章于是教训门徒说人子将要被交在人手里他们要杀害他被杀以后过三天他要复活门徒却不明白这话又不敢问他。
The second time was from Mark 9, because he was teaching his disciples, he said to them, the son of man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. But they did not understand what he meant, and were afraid to ask him about it.
然后接下来他们做什么呢
And what did they do?
就争论谁为大。
And they argue who's the greatest.
所以他们根本就不能够用信心去回应 耶稣讲的清楚明白的话语。
So they cannot respond in faith to the clear words that Jesus taught.
第三就是在第十章哈，看呐、啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
The third time is from Mark 10. We are going to Jerusalem, he said, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law.They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will arise.
这次又讲了更多的细节。
Many more details this time.
门徒已经听到第三次了。
The disciple heard it 3 times.
那他们的反应是什么呢？
What were the response?
西比泰的儿子雅各和约翰近前来对耶稣说，父子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。
And James and John, the son of Zebedee, came to him, Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
求什么呢?
What did they ask?
一个坐左边,一个坐右边。
One sit on the left, one sit on the right.
我们想的是荣耀。
They thought about glory.
却没有想到进入荣耀的那条路是十字架。
But that they didn't realize the road to glory is through the cross.
只有跟耶稣基督同死同埋葬才能同复活。
Only if you die and be resurrected with Jesus,Then can you receive His glory?
我们做耶稣基督门徒的不能高过我们的主。
As students of the Lord, we cannot be higher than the teacher.
仆人的不能高过主人。
Servants cannot be higher than the master.
如果我们的主人、我们的老师尚且要走十字架，通过死进入复活这条道，何况我们这些跟随他的门徒呢？
If our teacher and master has to go through the cross and suffering to go to theresurrection, of course, for our students and servants.
只有跟他一起经历苦难，在这个世界上，才能跟他一起得到永远当中的荣耀。
Only when you go through suffering on this earth can we receive that eternal glory.
所以这是这个女人跟周围其他的，包括那十二个门徒不一样的地方，就是这个女人真的明白，而且真的相信。
And that is the difference between the woman and the people around her and the disciples.
这是在旧约里面讲的一个故事哈，跟今天我们读的这一段呢也有类似的地方，就是大卫，他一开始也不明白，他在迎接这个约柜回耶路撒冷的时候，第一次犯错了。
And there's a story from the Old Testament, and when initially David didn't really understand, and he made a mistake.During the first incident.
约柜运的时候是不能用牛车来运的，必须要用祭司啊，立位人要将肩来扛抬的。
And you cannot take the ark with this a cart driven by oxen. You really need men to carry it.
结果当第一次用这个牛车运这个约柜的时候，哎，牛就这个半跌哈，有人就用手去扶的时候，当时就被击打而死。
So when it was carried by the oxen ark, it just kind of tilted, and then somebody touched it, and then that man immediately died.
啊，所以第一次运约柜没有运成。
So the first time to transfer the ark didn't complete.
大卫也很苦闷。
And then, David was really feeling a downcast.
那到底出了什么事情？他一开始也不明白。
He didn't really understand initially.
但大卫的好处哈，他寻求，他会祷告，他会回到圣经里面去找答案。
So, but the advantage or the great things about David is that he would pray and seek answer from the Bible.
所以第二次他就做的完全不一样了。
And the second time he did it completely differently.
哇，这次要用肩来扛抬。
And the second time he had men carry on their shoulders.
而且每走六步啊，就献牛献羊。
And then every 6 steps, then they were offering some livestock.
不仅如此，他亲自上阵呢，在这个约柜的面前竭力的跳舞。
And then also he himself participated, and he was dancing in front.
那这个让他的太太米甲看到。
And then his wife, Michael, saw it.
米甲看到大卫做完这些事回到家里的时候，就嘲讽他。
And so when she saw it, she despised it.
啊，说这个以色列人的君王啊，竟然做这样的事情。
And even the king of Israel would do something like that.
见到大卫王在耶和华面前踊跃跳舞，心里就轻视他。
So when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart.
米甲不明白。
Michael didn't understand.
不明白这位掌管天地的耶和华竟然愿意跟以色列人立约，
She didn't understand that this creator of heaven and earth would set up a covenant with the Israelites.
这位掌管天地宇宙的主宰竟然能够借着这个约柜，借着这个圣殿，借着这个会幕的这个侍奉，能够跟人来来往。
That God would use the ark, use the temple and tabernacle to communicate with people.
这位天地的主竟然愿意接受人手所献上的牛羊作为祭物。
And this creator of heaven and earth would receive these offerings of livestock.
大卫真的是从心里面能够感受到伟大的上帝何等恩待了以色列人，何等恩待了大卫家，所以他能够竭力把他最好的，尽其所能。坐在耶稣基督的面前，坐在耶和华的面前。
And David truly understood what God has been gracious to people, and that's why he did what he could.
他甚至放下他作为王、君王的那个好像尊贵的、高高在上的身份，他能够在耶和华的面前竭力的去敬拜、竭力的去赞美。
And he gave up the dignity of a king, and he worshipped him of all he could.
这是弥迦所不了解、不明白的。
And that's what Michael didn't understand.
所以这第一个啊，我们要在神的面前要做成一件美事的话，你一定要明白上帝的心意。
So for us to do a beautiful thing in front of the Lord, we need to understand His will.
第二个，我们看到这个女人哈，为什么跟周围的人不同呢？她敢做别人不敢做的事。
And the second thing that the woman is different from others is that she was brave enough to do things that others dare not do.
整个现场，这个女人没有讲一句话。
In the entire incident, the woman didn't say a thing.
好像耶稣都有一点看不过去了，出来来为这女人来讲话。
And so even then, Jesus had to step in and say something for her.
所以在那个时候，大家都不明白的时候，而且那一种肃杀的哈，那些人要想方设法要杀耶稣的时候，这个女人做的事情显得非常的突兀。她也知道会遇到各样的敌人。
And so this, when everybody else doing something else, that this woman dared to do something to serve Jesus, when others are plotting to kill him.
但是她对主耶稣基督的爱已经胜过了这一切的惧怕和担心。
And the love she has for Jesus conquered all the fear that was in her.
她不仅做别人不敢做的事情，而且她懂得抓住美好的时机。
She also knows how to seize the moment.
这是为什么耶稣夸奖他说这件事哈，无论福音传到哪里，都会讲说这件事情。
So that's why Jesus said, wherever the gospel is preached in the world, that this what she did will be told.
当时大家很多人都觉得说，哦，这三十两的银子太枉费了，好像有点不值。
And a lot of people feel that this a lot of money is being wasted.
但是我们回头去看，这一瓶的香膏太值了。
But yet, when we look back, this is truly worth it.
不仅当时在场的人能够闻到这个香膏的香气，过去两千年来，我们每次读到这里的时候，都好像闻到了这一瓶香膏的那个香气。
So that not only people there can smell the perfume, but for the next 2,000 years, all of us, when we read this passage, can smell it.
耶稣对这女人的夸奖啊，他说：“只是因为常有穷人和你们同在。”要向他们行善，随时都可以。只是你们不常有我讲到那个时机的美好。
And so to summarize, Jesus said, "The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want, but you will not always have me."
不是我们不应该关心其他的需要，包括穷人的需要。
It's not like we shouldn't pay attention to other needs such as the poor.
而是这里有一件事情，如果你现在不去做的话，你以后就再也没有机会去做。
And yet, if there is a thing that if you don't seize the opportunity to do it, then maybe you won't have the opportunity anymore.
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
要做，现在去做。
To do what you can do now.
任何的拖延都让你会错过这一个独有的宝贵的时机。
Any delay would cause you to miss this precious opportunity.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
这就是这女人所做的。
And this is what she did.
这是中文的圣经里面讲说一件美事的那个美事。
And this is the one beautiful thing that was mentioned in the Bible.
啊，这里这个中文翻译的真的是啊，很好。
It's a very good translation in the Chinese.
因为这个词可以翻成对的，可以翻译说好的，但是中文翻译没有选择对的或者好的，而是选择美的。
It was translated not as a right thing or a good thing, but it's translated as a beautiful thing.
啊，美的事情到处都有。
There are all beautiful things everywhere.
但不一定每个人都能够发现那个美，看见那个美。
But not everybody can see that beauty.
只有那个眼光被打开和看见，而且懂得欣赏的人，才能知道这件事美美在哪里。
So only when our eyes are open, then we see where the beauty lies.
所以在这里哈，这个经文讲说是一件美事，也是在提醒我们哈，不一定每个人都看为美的啊，因为很多人在议论它嘛。求神帮助我们打开我们的眼睛，在这件事情上真的懂得去欣赏这个女人所做的美到底美在哪里。
So not everybody will see the beauty of it. The Bible is reminding us, so this is the beautiful thing, and where does the beauty lie?
美在哪里呢？第一个，这个事情做得美哦。
First is a beautiful thing.
香膏是坐在耶稣基督的身上。
The anointing was poured on Jesus' head.
还有什么样的事情能够让我们能够直接坐在主耶稣基督的身上，比这事情更美的呢？
Is there anything that's more beautiful than anything else that we can do unto Jesus?
那个跟耶稣基督一起背十字架的那个西门，当时他觉得是苦，但是还有什么比那件事情更美的呢？
The Simon that helped Jesus carry the cross when he was suffering at the time, but is there anything that is more beautiful than that?
如果你我有机会在主耶稣基督受最大的苦难的时候，最孤单的时候，最需要人与他同行安慰他的时候，有一个人跟他一起来背十字架，来分担他当时肉体上的这个重担和痛苦，那是何等美的一件事情。
How beautiful it was if we have the opportunity to carry the cross with Jesus when he needed it the most.
这就是这个女人，她做对了对象，针对耶稣基督，哪怕是再大的代价摆上去都不以为多，以为浪费。
And then this woman did the thing to the right object, and it doesn't matter the cost, doesn't matter the risk. She did the most beautiful thing.
第二个美在哪里啊？没有对比就发现不了哈。周围的人要么是想去杀他，要么有人去出卖他，要么很多人不理解他。但当中竟然有这样一个人，不仅理解了耶稣基督当时所讲的，相信他所做的事情，而且真的拿出实际行动来配合主耶稣基督要做的事情，亲自为他的安葬受死来做预备，这是何等的美呀。
And then also it's a beautiful thing in contrast to the people around who want to kill him, who want to betray him, and this one, not only did she understand it, she also responded with action and faith.
美在哪里？
Where is
it beauty? 实际稍纵即逝的机会哈，竟然被他抓住了，这是时机的美。
And then the other thing is to take that opportunity is beautiful in timing.
所以我们也想做神所夸奖的美事吗
？Do we want to do things that God would praise?
那我们就当效法啊，这个女人的榜样，把握时机，把纯洁的、宝贵的、值得称赞的礼物，尽我们所能献给我们的主。
The disciples should follow the example of this woman, seizing opportunity and doing what we could to offer the pure, precious, and praiseworthy gift to the Lord Jesus.
我们要采取行动哦。
We need to take action.
我们要抓住时机啊。
We need to seize the moment.
再过两个星期，我们就过受难日了 ，Good Friday.
2 weeks from now is Good Friday.
我们在 Good Friday 没有安排任何具体的活动，现在。
We didn't have any particular concrete activities on Good Friday.
那一天我们怎么去过
？How are we going to spend that day?
我们那天也没有安排查经晚上。
Do we have a Bible study arranged on that night?
当纪念主耶稣基督为爱我们的缘故上了十字架的时候，我们知道，我们明白，我们相信。那我们在那一天，我们当做什么？
What should we do when we know that Jesus died on the cross for us on that day?
我们可以为主做些什么？
What can we do for him?
我们可以为了满足他的心意，能够摆上什么
？What can we offer to him to fulfill his will?
这是每个人都可以去思想，然后照着去行的一件事。
It's something that we can all think about and then act accordingly.
再过两个星期就是我们的复活节。
2 weeks from now is our Easter Sunday.
我们安排了特别的聚会。
We have a special meeting.
特别的活动。
Special activity.
上午有崇拜的聚会，下午有全教会的活动。
In the morning we will have our worship service. In the afternoon,
中午我们在一起有预备这个午餐，大家可以在教会来吃午餐。
And we will have lunch prepared for everyone.
那我们特别希望能够邀请到我们周围的朋友，我们身边的这些的朋友们。
We'd like to invite the friends around us.
有些人可能从来还没有来过教会，或者是很少来教会的哈，这是一个很好的机会，每年过复活节哈，邀请他们来。
And the people that are not have been church or very infrequently, this is a great opportunity to invite them.
不仅我们大人有活动，而且孩子们啊，同工已经预备很好的活动，带他们来一起来参与。
And we have activities prepared for the adults as well as for the children.
尽我们所能。
To do what we could.
把握机会。
Seize a moment.
把我们最好的摆上。
Give out our best.
让耶稣的名得荣耀。
His name in glory.
啊，这是我们昨天哈，这个虽然天气不是那么好啊，但是一群的弟兄姐妹去到 Jefferson Memorial， 在那里为耶稣基督举牌。
Yesterday, that's what we did. Even though the weather was not good, a group of brothers and sisters gathered at the Jefferson Memorial to just raise these signs.
十几个教会的弟兄姐妹啊，聚在一起来做这件事情。
Brothers and sisters from more than about a dozen churches.
短短几个小时的时间，几百份的这个福音单张发出去了，因为那里的人就聚在那里。
And we have sent out all the pamphlets, a few hundred of them, because there are people there getting to see the cherry blossoms.
那回来以后呢，我又看到同工发过来的一个录像。
And then after I came back, I saw some video recordings from brothers and sisters.
那这个事情不是在 DC 发生的哈，这是在多伦多发生的事情。
This is not in DC. This is actually in Toronto.
也是同时我们在 DC 有弟兄姐妹在为耶稣举牌的时候，在美国的各地，包括加拿大，都有人做同样的事情。
When we were doing this in DC, there were also brothers and sisters doing it the same thing in Toronto.
那这几位弟兄姐妹他们在举牌的时候遇到更不好的天气。
And actually, they've encountered even more adverse weather.
他们就在那个不好的天气的底下举牌的时候，在那里祷告。
And they were praying in that bad weather.
我们来听一下。
家里，是的，走出来，是吧？阿爸天父，感谢你，感谢你，主啊，是的，求你的恩典来与我们同在，主啊，是的，主啊，是的，你说这个你困苦当饼，你艰难当水，是的，你的声音在后面对我们说，是的，这是正路。
风雨声比较大，大家可能听不大清楚他祷告的内容。
Maybe you couldn't quite hear well because of all the weather.
但其中有一句话我听清楚了。
But there is one sentence I heard clearly.
她说：“主啊，我感谢你。”
She said, "Lord, I thank you."
你带我走出家里面那个舒适的环境。
You help me leave the comfortable home.
在这个风雨当中能够为主去举牌。
So that I can raise a sign for Jesus among the weather.
你说在那样的气候当中，路上的行人很少，车辆也没有平时那么多，他举牌到底有什么果效呢？
You may ask, does she have any effect when there are not a lot of people walking around or people driving around?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们看到一个很美好的果子结出来了。
But we see a beautiful fruit.
就是这个举牌的人。
And then this person who is raising the sign.
他能够体会到耶稣基督替耶稣基督举牌，为耶稣基督来背十字架的那个感恩和赞美。
And that she can truly understand that thanksgiving and praise as she raises the sign for Jesus.
能够有机会为耶稣做一些事情而吃苦的话，他看为是一个感恩的事情。
To do something for Jesus and suffer for him, she see it as something to be thanksgiving for.
盼望弟兄的祷告也能够成为你我的祷告。
May that prayer be also our prayer.
让我们走出我们的舒适区。
So that we can leave our comfort zone.
为了耶稣的缘故。
For Jesus.
做一些好像在别人看起来有点出格的事情。
To do something that may seem extraordinary for Jesus.
但是出于我们对主的爱。
But because of his our love to him,
尽我们所能的
to do all we could
去爱主
to love him.
我们接下来会唱一首回应的诗歌
We'll sing a song of response.
希望大家唱的时候真的是发自内心的去思想这里面所唱的内容
So that when we sing, that we truly think about what we're singing.
你愿不愿意把你最好的献给主
Are you willing to give of your best to him?